Hello, hello. This is JT and welcome to my podcast, It's Just a Belief. This week, we're answering the fundamental question, how will I know that the work that I have done will bring me the changes that I want? How will I know that it works? So before I answer this question I get all the time, I encourage you to sign up to my website, hypnocoach.ca. You will get invitations to free events, but you can also get my newsletter every week or so. Sometimes I pass a week because, you know, I don't want to tick the box and I want to do things with passion and authenticity. So if I don't feel that I'm on it, I don't do it. Voila.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
So, let's answer that very important question. That question that's very normal, right? Everybody is wondering, you know, why would I invest that much into doing this work? How will I know it will work? How will I know it's working? How do I know that I'm changing? Very, very important questions. So I would say the first thing, it's really, I'm going to take the three angles, right? You know, we change three ways. So the first way we change is spontaneous. It's like, choo, that's it. The change has been made. The change has occurred. It's spontaneous. And believe me, when it happens, client knows. They say, oh, Jen, and I know. It's over. It's done. That's it. That's it. Zoo, zoo. That's it. It's gone. I know. It's gone. This is no longer something in my life. It's gone. People know it. I've experienced that, talked about it a lot. And, you know, in the 3 to 5 sessions we'll be working together, you will experience that. It could be a micro belief that you change spontaneously. It doesn't need to be the big, big thing, right? But it could be the small thing. But you will absolutely know that it has changed. The second way is retroactively, right? So, oh, I spent all that money for nothing. Nothing happened. Nothing changes. It's all the same, blah, blah, blah. And then suddenly, and then you have also people around you saying, ha, I told you, I told you. Hypnosis doesn't work. Anyway, I'm just in a very good mood, as you can see. So one day you realize, wow, you know, I have been sleeping so well lately, but I don't know how did that happen. I'm not having nightmares anymore. Oh, I don't bite my nails. Oh, I went to my mother and I wasn't triggered at all. Oh, it's funny. Oh, I realize now every time I've taken my car, I was not anxious at all. I had fun actually. Oh, I don't know how that happened. So it's really those changes that you notice afterwards. And then there's the proverbial, well-known gradual change where you change micro every day, sometimes bigger leap, sometimes smaller leap. But the idea is that you go up, sometimes you go big, backward, forward, backward, forward, 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 forward. You make the familiar unfamiliar, the unfamiliar familiar. And sometimes it takes some practice. And I always say, this is a change where you need to learn something about the process of changing, the process of transformation, the process of transition. The spontaneous, it comes. There's no learning in the process itself. It's just a change. In the retroactive, you haven't learned about the change itself either. You just change. You just don't know how and when. Maybe you've learned patience. And then the gradual one is like, oh God, you know, there's something to learn. On top of that thing you're changing, there's something to learn about change. Keep that in mind. So the first thing that you will see, okay, let me go back again. Sorry, I backtrack a lot, right? But so you know that the emotion creates, the belief create the emotion create the action, and the action create your life, right? So let me say it again. Your belief create the emotion create the action create your life. So when you change the belief, if you make a big leap to the end, consequently, you change your life. So once you know that your belief has started to change, the first things will be about the knowledge. You say, oh, I know now that I am enough, you know? Oh, I know now that people can't reject me. They just make their own choices and it belongs to them. Oh, I know now that things are available to me, that a relationship is available to me. I know all these things now. I really know it. I deeply know it. It's all aligned inside of me. It's coming in my life. You know, the guy is not there yet. The woman is not there yet, but I know it's available to me. And, you know, I'm making this happen. You know, I'm meeting nice people and I'm maybe the one that I've met yesterday is not the right one, but eventually I know I am meeting the right person. The right person is coming into my life because I know it's available to me. So it's all about knowing. So sometimes there's no tangible, concrete things in your life, materialistically speaking, but you know. And what you know is has changed. Right? So you used to think that you were not enough. You used to think that things were not available to you, that you would never have a relationship. And now you don't believe it anymore. So it's all about knowing. But of course, knowing is one thing, but you want concrete thing. But that's concrete in the sense that you do not believe the same thing. So because you do not believe the same thing, you're creating different emotion and you're attracting, of course, different situations in your life, and of course, your life is changing. Then the one that's the most common, this is when I will get the letters, the WhatsApp message, the text message, whatever, email, where people will say, Jenny-Lynn, you won't believe it. I went to my mother for dinner, and she served me the same BS as usual. And I smiled internally and I was listening to her and it didn't trigger me at all. Oh, Jenny-Lynn, yesterday I had a car accident. Usually I would have screamed my life away. I would have insulted the person. I would have cried. I would have done this and that. And you know what? I remained calm and I said, okay, you know, that's an accident and I dealt with it. Oh, today I had an employee resigning and usually I would have jumped off the roof. I would have started to do this and that. And no, I didn't react that way at all. Instead, this is how I reacted and it led me to a better outcome and et cetera, et cetera. So it's example after example after example of people just reacting differently to situations that they used to react very negatively or very unhealthily before, or that caused them damages, right? Or, you know, I don't want sugar anymore. Like, you know, I went to this place and there was a dinner and I didn't take dessert. I didn't feel like it. I'm really indifferent to sugar now. I can really see it, right? Or, you know, I only drinking in the weekend now and it's very easy for me and I take one glass with people and, you know, it doesn't bother me anymore. So people really see the changes in their behavior. And there's a before and after comparison. So when there's a before and after comparison that's tangible, you know, it's one thing to tell you, oh, now I know that I am enough. You can look at me and say, oh, sure, happy for you. or to see me at a dinner where there's loads of wine and me taking only one glass and going home and being okay and not wanting more. Or me being in a car accident or something and reacting very, you know, very calmly as before, you would have seen me jump up my guns and be all insulting people and whatever it is, right? That was a triggered reaction. So those are two different, right? The first one is very interior. You feel it, your sensation in your body and your brain everywhere. It's like a felt experience. The second one, you have a comparison experience. You can compare same situation before and now, and you're very different. And this is when people also tell you, wow, my God, you've changed, right? And sometimes, you know, it can annoy people that we have changed, right? Because then it means that we no longer react to whatever they were triggering us before. So therefore, either they will push harder, either they will you know, adopt a new strategy, or they will simply change their behavior also for more healthy behavior in response to who we are. We have no control over that, of course, but this is what happens most of the time. If you don't, you know, if you don't tango anymore, you might samba, but, you know, it might be better for you to do a samba than a tango. I don't know. I'm just illustrating that whatever you do, of course, especially if it's an unhealthy or difficult relationship, well, it will, and if you change, it will have people around you to change as well. And then the third way, it's really new things in your life that you've never done before. You know, oh, I never liked to draw before, and I've been drawing a lot lately. I always wanted to paint, but I never really ventured there because I thought I wasn't good. And now I took a painting classes and I love it. Oh, you know, I was so afraid of traveling alone. And guess what? I just booked, you know, a trip somewhere. Oh, you know, whatever. All new things. Things that you either always wanted to do, never done before. And then suddenly you realize you're doing them. But you didn't say, okay, now today I'm going to do things that I always wanted to do that I've never done before. It just happens naturally. You find out, oh, you know, I took a horseback riding course. And when I was on the horse, I realized that this is what I wanted to do when I was a child. But it's just now that I realize it. So you start doing different things. And this is because your beliefs have changed. So your emotion and your action, and of course, your life is changing. So those are very tangible ways also in which you will see things change for you. And it could be very micro. Now I gave you a big example, like booking a trip on your own, like, but it could be very micro change, you know, as I don't know, you know, I know somebody who said, you know, that's a funny one. I never before like wanted to be in a ground floor because of some stories. And she said, you know, the place that I found is my love, dream place. It's ground floor. And I took it and I feel very good. I never thought I would be comfortable, but I am. But she said, it's after that I realized it. Before, it was a criteria for me to be never in a ground place. And I chose this place. I love it. It's exactly what I wanted. And it's afterward that I realized, wow, this is a ground place. And I always use this as a criteria before, something I didn't want. But in fact, it was just I was afraid of certain things. So this is how you can see concretely the change. Some of them will be visible to other people around you. Some of them will be visible to both people around you and people that don't even know you. And in certain cases, only you will know. And that's fine, right? Which brings me to the conversation of what happened to people around us when we change. So if I think about my life 6 years ago, which was before my, just at the onset of my big life and career transformation, I had some people who were very close to me that I hardly speak to now or very far from me. And there were people that were very, very far from me. And now that they're very close to me, that I speak to almost every day. And there were people in the middle that have gone closer, some further. But all this has happened very naturally. In some instances and cases, it's real that you might have to have tough conversations with people. I do have clients who do, in the middle of the sessions, will say, okay, we need to talk about my friends now because this is happening with my best friend. She's saying this and this about me. Or she just said that to me and I don't find it's acceptable anymore. Or now I have, I'm no longer accepting. I'm having healthy boundaries and my friend doesn't take it, you know, doesn't accept it. And you know, this will happen. A friend and or a spouse and or, you know, boyfriend or whatever it is, employer. So it happens. We, you know, we just deal with it. And I can absolutely assist you into managing this, you know, the change that your change are provoking in other people's life as well. But yes, there will be people that will be drawn closer to you. You will attract different people. And yes, there are some people that will not be able to be around this new you or this you who's different. And especially if you were a doormat kind of behavior or people pleaser, or if you were a yes person, and then suddenly you start to have healthy boundaries or speak your mind up or not let the BS, you might encounter some people who just feel that you're no longer good for them, because what they were looking for really, they can no longer find in you. And I'm gonna close. It's funny, I didn't include that in the French part, but lately there's a very good friend of mine that I haven't seen for a year. And I felt really like I had been a bad friend to her, because she's a really good person to me. She's been very, very good to me. And for some reason in the past year, I did not communicate with her. She called me two times. And I didn't call her back, but it was not like I don't want to call her back. It's like I pushed it, and I felt like I didn't show up for her, and I felt bad. There was something inside of me I didn't feel good about, but I love her. It has nothing to do with, you know, not wanting to talk to her or anything. It just didn't, I don't know, it didn't sink in. And then lately she's been in a hospital, and she wrote to me a very nice email saying, oh, you know, I listened to your podcast or went to your video, something I did. Wow, you know, I'm in this bad shape now. And I was wondering, you know, what would you do if you were me? And that really helped me. And I miss our friendship. And I said, oh, thank you for sending me this. You know, I felt I've been a terrible friend in the past year. I've been terrible. Like I was not present to you. I wasn't there, and I feel bad about it. And she said, oh my God, I felt the same. I felt I was not there for you. And it's so interesting, right? Because sometimes it's all in our head, right? And sometimes we carry those things where, you know, it could have gone into a fight. You could have gone into a very us moving, you know, sideways, you know, for longest time, if I would have not been able, her first to reach out and voice how she felt, and me then voicing how I felt, and then she replied. And since then, we've been writing every couple of days a very nice email to each other, sharing about how we feel, where we are at, what the things we're struggling with, the thing we're happy about. And I say to myself, right, wow, this friend has gone like in the middle for a year. She was not outside of my circle. She was not close to me, but she was in the middle for the past year. And now we're like closer. Who knows what the future will be, but it's a true friendship. And it doesn't really matter if we are not that close all the time. The relationship is true and is genuine. And sometimes we don't show up how we would love to show up for one another, but the friendship is and remains. So this is also a concrete change on my part, being able to tell somebody how I feel about how I behave or how I've been with someone without entering the whole thing. You know, it was just like, you know what? I didn't show up for you in that past year. And not having an excuse or anything. Just say, you know what? I don't feel good about how I've been of a friend for you in the past year. It happened that she didn't feel good about herself too. But it could have been, she could have said, yes, you know, I thought you were not really present for me. And that's fine. But there was no but. There was no story behind. There was no justification. There was no, I'm bad or you're good, whatever. It was not nothing close to that. So it felt very good. So again, you know, I change all the time. I keep on pushing myself, and sometimes I rest. Like I've rest for a couple of weeks now. Sometimes I rest. Sometimes I push myself. Sometimes I take the leap. Sometimes I just procrastinate, just like all of us. But at the end of the day, I know and I see the changes in my client's life all the time. When we stop working together, when we end our a professional relationship in the cone of the work we do together, there are always tangible changes in their life, whether it's an I know, whether it's an I do differently, whether it's I do new things, there the changes are there. So voila. This is the long answer to the very simple question, how will I know if it worked or not? Until next time, as you know, it's just a belief.